From Church Leaders by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. Read by Van Farnworth. How to be patient. Waiting can be hard. Children know it, and so do adults. We live in a world offering fast food, instant messaging, on-demand movies, and immediate answers to the most trivial or profound questions. We don't like to wait. Some even feel their blood pressure rise when their line at the grocery store moves slower than those around them. Patience, the ability to put our desires on hold for a time, is a precious and rare virtue. We want what we want, and we want it now. Therefore, the very idea of patience may seem unpleasant and, at times, bitter. Nevertheless, without patience, we cannot please God. We cannot become perfect. Indeed, patience is a purifying process that refines understanding, deepens happiness, focuses action, and offers hope for peace. Patience isn't merely waiting. Patience is not passive resignation, nor is it failing to act because of our fears. Patient means active waiting and enduring. It means staying with something and doing all that we can, working, hoping, and exercising faith, bearing hardship with fortitude, even when the desires of our hearts are delayed. Patience is not simply enduring, it is enduring well. Patience means staying with something until the end. It means delaying immediate gratification for future blessings. It means reining in anger and holding back the unkind word. It means resisting evil, even when it appears to be making others rich. Patience means accepting that which cannot be changed, and facing it with courage, grace, and faith. It means being willing to submit to all things which the Lord seeth fit to inflict upon us, even as a child doth submit to his father. Ultimately, patience means being firm and steadfast, and immovable in keeping the commandments of the Lord every hour of every day, even when it is hard to do so. The work of patience boils down to this: keep the commandments, trust in God, our Heavenly Father, serve Him with meekness and Christ-like love, exercise faith and hope in the Savior, and never give up. The lessons we learn from patience will cultivate our character, lift our lives, and heighten our happiness. They will help us become faithful disciples of our Master, Jesus Christ. From an April 2010 General Conference Address. Note: share your experiences. Share how you have learned patience and read the experiences of other youth at lds.org/go/patience-ne-1216. End of the section from Church Leaders, How to Be Patient, by President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Second Counselor in the First Presidency, read by Van Farnworth.